Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to my beautiful planet Earth. I want to welcome you to It's All About You, the radio program that is celebrating life, prosperity, and unlimited potential. And I'm your host, Darian Marshall. And again, I'm here. It's Monday, and I'm having a great day today because I get to do my show, and I get so excited because I learn so much. In fact, my guest today is Linda Ann Kahn, and she was on the show a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about medical conditions, something called, what was the name of that?
Lymphedema and lymphedema.
And we had a really good time talking that time, too, because it was something I had never heard of before, and it sounded mysterious, but I remember you cleared everything up. And you made understanding and learning about it a lot more easier. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to that show, please go back and listen to it. It's in the archives. So, and we had a great time. But today we're going to talk about aromatherapy. In fact, the name of the show is The Magic of Aromatherapy. We're going to talk about the spiritual benefits, the physical benefits, just the benefits all around about aromatherapy and why it's really important to have it in our lives. So I'm just going to invite my guest out. We're just going to start talking and have a good time. Welcome to the show, Linda. How are you?
I'm great. It's so wonderful to be with you again. I just love your energy. And
oh, thanks, and I love yours. Now, aromatherapy, I'm excited about this because, first of all, I love candles and I love burning incense and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that different aromas and scents can affect the body and the mind, is that something new or has it always been around? We talk like it's a new thing.
Yeah, well, actually, aromatherapy goes way back. The Egyptians actually were the ones who first introduced aromatherapy. And their aromatic substances were used for religious ceremonies. And in fact, when they buried their dead, they put essential oils and herbs into the tombs to help them with the journey, the 10,000-mile journey that was going to come and was to help them along the way.
Mm.
Anoint the human body. The body was held in great esteem, and it was anointed with perfume oils.
Oh, wow. You know, it's funny. Well, I think we talked about this on the last show. One of my favorite movies is The Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
The really old one from the 50s. I love that one. Throughout the whole movie, you see little lamps and things of incense burning.
Correct. That's right.
And so this was a normal, everyday thing for the Egyptians, huh?
Yes, absolutely. And they used frankincense and myrrh. And, in fact, in Exodus, there's a holy anointing oil that is stated. And the main oils in that were myrrh, cinnamon, calamus, and cassia, which were mixed in olive oil.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and that's from the scriptures, actually. Yes, it's absolutely.
It was interesting you say this because, and I didn't know this until now, but I like to pray and meditate and things like that. Whenever I do it, I will burn some type of incense or fragrant oil.
Yes.
And somehow it relaxes me and takes me places. I still don't know why, but I do it anyway.
Well, there's a very big reason for that, and obviously you're drawn to the fragrances and the oils that are making you feel good and uplifting you. But as we inhale these oils, the aroma particle goes into our nose, into the cilia of the nose, and goes right through where there are 20 million nerve receptors in the cribriform plate behind them in the nose, and then it goes via the olfactory nerve directly to the limbic system of the brain, which is our ancient brain, the Paleolithic brain. And there it will trigger thoughts, feelings, memories, and emotions. So that's what that is. And some of the oils help you to be uplifted. Some really help you to be calm. Some to be centered. Some are good for depression. And there's actually different chemistry in each oil. And that naturally occurring, and that is what has these amazing effects. And, you know, going back to the Egyptians, they had a perfume, a very famous perfume, you might have heard of it, called Kaifi. And it was burnt in the temples. and it had juniper berries and frankincense and cinnamon and calamus as well. And calamus is said to have a very powerful narcotic effect. And the kaifi was believed to relieve anxiety and brighten dreams and heal the soul. So you see, they knew and they understood the power of these very, very powerful oils. And they were the first people who actually distilled the oils. And then the Greeks began using them, and the Romans, and then in the Middle Ages. And then the doctors, when there was the plague, this is so interesting, the doctor's mask included a red eyeglass and an eyepiece, and they had a beak on. They would cover themselves so they wouldn't get the plague. But at the beak of the mask were very strong aromatic herbs and spices that were said to overpower the bad air, which was thought to carry the plague.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And that's where the word quack comes from, because they looked like birds.
Oh, I see. Oh, so they called them a quack when they did the alternative things.
That's where that comes from.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but today we have many, many branches of aromatherapy. And we were going to talk about the spiritual ones, but there's medical aromatherapy. I just came back from a very exciting aromatic medicine course taught by a man from Australia. And I've studied with about 5 different French doctors. I'm a clinical aromatherapist, so I'm really trained to do this, and I do custom blending. And I actually will custom blend oils according to what's going on with the person. If there's something wrong medicinally, if they need their psyche to be uplifted. Also, oils are used for skincare. And then the other, which I love to do, is the holistic clinical aromatherapy, and also working psycho-spiritually to really, really help somebody connect deep within themselves, much like you do when you're in meditation, and to help the person to be uplifted. And it really, as you inhale and it goes to the limbic system of the brain, it then goes to the hypothalamus and goes and affects all the endocrine glands and your whole body.
How did you come to know all these things? Did you just have a desire to learn about aromatherapy? Like, what happened?
Well, I graduated a long, long time ago. It's over 30 years ago in South Africa. And I graduated actually as a massage therapist and a beauty therapist. And a man came from England to do a postgraduate course on aromatherapy. And I just thought, well, I need to keep on studying. And that the very first oil that I smelled was Ylang Ylang. And it transported me. I felt that I was in the temples in Egypt. And I knew nothing about the oils.
Wow.
And that started a whole quest. And I've traveled all over the world. I've studied with French doctors. And now I teach a 200-hour aromatherapy program. So you never stop learning. It's amazing.
Yeah, because you have a wonderful business. In fact, your website is pamperyou.com.
Mm-hmm. That's right, pamperyou.com. It's an aromatherapy day spa, so we incorporate oils in almost everything we do. And when I came on the show with you last time and we were talking about lymphedema and lipedema, I work with the oils in addition to the medical treatment, but I also help my patients with a psychological and uplifting effect, because the illness that they're going through can be really depressing. And so I can help them with oils to uplift their psyche, to help them with depression, and generally just to feel very calm.
It's interesting. I'm a certified life coach, and I do.
Wonderful. I am too.
Oh, no. Hey, we have it in common.
Yeah.
But it's
great.
Recently, I did a positive visualization group where we do a meditation, affirmations. And normally I burn Nag Champa oil.
Yes.
And they know when I'm there. They smell it all in the hallways and everything. But I forgot and left it home. And we still had the music and we had the candles and everything, but they all said the same thing. I said, you know, it's funny. It's just not the same without the aroma.
Oh, no, it's absolutely true. And that's perfect because you can work really psycho-spiritually with meditation, with guided imagery, and even psycho-spiritually, the oils go so deep. I actually custom blend essential oils into homeopathic dilutions and work on a completely psycho-spiritual basis.
Now, at your business, you say you do a day spa.
Yes.
As part of all the, I mean, there's a hair salon, there's a wellness center. Do you call and set up an appointment? How does that work?
Yes, you just call and set up an appointment, and then what I do is I do a clinical aromatherapy treatment where I will sit down and do a very in-depth consultation with a client and see what they need, physical, emotional, psychological, spiritual, and then I will custom blend an essential oil, and then I do a hands-on treatment with lymph massage, guided imagery, reflexology, some acupressure, depending what the person needs. And so it's an 80-minute treatment. Then if somebody really needs very specific oils, I will customize oils. But that sometimes it takes me 2-3 weeks to create the oil specifically to what the person needs.
Oh, amazing. Boy, that's a real science, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. It's fantastic. And one of the new oils that I've been working with that are just beautiful, it comes from Australia, and it's called Fragonia. You need to try it. Fragonia balances all the emotions, raises the psyche, and if you actually place it on all your chakras before you go to sleep, it stimulates dream activity.
Oh, and it's called Fragonia?
Fragonia, F as in Freddy, R-A-G-O-N-I-A. And it is one of the most beautiful, beautiful oils, and it happens to be really good for the lungs as well and for any colds and flu and things like that.
Oh, wow.
And then I love Clary Sage. Have you worked with Clary Sage at all?
Yeah, I used to burn it throughout my apartment. I don't know what it does, but someone told me to try it.
Mm-hmm.
It smells very fresh. That's the only thing I could think of. It smells.
Now this is Clary Sage, which is different to sage.
Mm-hmm.
And the Clary Sage, actually, as you inhale the essential oil, it triggers the release of endorphins, which helps lift it, and also enkephalins, which help with pain.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And then, have you ever worked with neroli, which is orange blossom?
I've never heard of that one.
Oh, my goodness. So neroli, the tree, the orange tree is wonderful because the orange, the actual orange, you get oil from the rind, which is orange oil, which is very calming and actually good for your second chakra. It's orange. And then from the leaf, you get petitgrain, and from the fragrance of the blossom, you get neroli, orange blossom.
Mm.
And that oil, when you smell that, it transports you to another dimension. Also very good for uplifting the spirit and for depression and calming and balancing.
Oh, that is wonderful.
It's beautiful.
A lot of this that I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm sure you know sandalwood because that's a great oil to meditate with.
Oh, yes.
But the sandalwood from India, the Mysore sandalwood, which is the most one that we use for meditation, it's really in short supply right now because the perfume industry took so much of it, and now the Indian government is controlling it and they're not letting it out of the country. But we can get sandalwood from Hawaii and from Australia.
I wanted to know, when it comes to, excuse me, it's funny, as soon as I do my show, the cat comes out, she wants to mess with me.
And you want to be careful with cats, because they cannot metabolize essential oils.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
So if you are diffusing an oil, it's okay, but the cat needs to be able to get out of the room, but never put oils on a cat.
Oh, okay, great. No, I never do that anyway. That's good.
Oh.
Now, with it burning in the air, will that hurt the cat, or are they okay when it burns?
Well, it depends. If the cat doesn't like it, she'll leave. But, you know, it's really great to diffuse the oils in a diffuser, in an ultrasonic water diffuser.
Is that the thing with the little sticks?
Well, there's several of them, yes, Dad, but there's one that comes, you put distilled water in it and put your essential oil in, and then you plug it in, and then the aromatic molecules go into the air. That's a great way to diffuse the oils. You can also get electric diffusers.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then you can get them, they go on the light bulb, and there's many kinds, but I like the ultrasonic ones.
I had a question about incense. I love the way they smell, but sometimes the smoke can make people choke. Is there a way to burn them without that happening? Like, should I burn them before the people get there? Or
I think it depends on the type of incense you have. Mm-hmm. Some of the incense are synthetic, even though they're beautiful, and you can get incense with pure essential oils.
Okay, yeah, because some of them I've gotten where they're so smoky, but yeah. And I've gotten some that really smoke good but no smoke, so I get a little mixed up as to which.
Yeah, there's different qualities. There's definitely different qualities. And you should get yourself a diffuser and get some pure essential oils and put them in, and I can help you with some formulae to put in, and that would be beautiful.
Oh, great. I could try that, yeah, because I definitely want to keep the fragrance thing going. I just don't want to make anybody sick, you know.
Yes. Yes. No, I think that would be lovely in the meditations. And then, you know, teaching people how to use these oils and how to incorporate them into their life. There's an oil for everything, and there's a situation where you always need an oil.
Oh, right. That's really wonderful. Now, with your what you teach and everything, did you have to go through a type of training or anything? Or
I didn't
was it natural?
I didn't do a teacher training, but I've went to many, many different courses. And at the time when I was studying, like 30 years ago, there were no aromatherapy schools or aromatherapy courses in the United States. So what I did was I looked at one of the big schools in England and saw what they were doing. And I went to acupuncture school, and I did nutrition, and I did massage, and then I studied with the French doctor, so I got the chemistry, and I put everything together.
Oh, I see.
Now, you know, there are trainings all over the country where you can actually become a certified aromatherapist. But my initial training that I did with Eve Taylor of London, and that was where I got my core aromatherapy.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes. That's
and that was in 1985.
I mean, really, even your whole career was wrapped around this.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And so when I have some of my clients come in, I work with a lot of patients with Lyme disease, and they come in and their spirits are really, really low, and they're really sick, and they're really, really tired. So I do work with oils to help with the spirochetes and to help with the virus and the bacteria that they have, but I always work with oils that are going to uplift their spirits and help them to be calm because they're going through such a hard time.
Well, are there any fragrances that could work against us, make us depressed or angry?
Well, that's an interesting question because we all react differently. So if you have a very adverse reaction to something, odor memory is very, very strong. So it's very, very possible that somewhere in your past or your distant past, you had some kind of an experience or went somewhere where there was a bad experience and that aroma was around or similar. And so then when you smell that, it can recreate that.
That's what happened to me a few years ago.
Did it really?
Yeah, I was in a drugstore waiting for a prescription to be filled, and I was just kind of smelling the different lotions and things. I took the lids off. You're not supposed to do that, but I didn't, and I smelled something that brought back. It had a really bad odor to it, and it brought back a really horrible time in my life. I didn't even realize it happened until.
That's right. See, that's what it odor. It's the odor memory. That's incredible. And on the other side, you can see how aromatherapy could be used by psychologists or by family members to help bring forth good memories.
Mm. that makes a lot of sense, too.
But when people walk into my spa, they say, oh, it smells so good. And then when they want to come back, they think of that. And, you know, there's just different aromas all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And as you inhale, it triggers the release of different neurochemicals, and kephalins, as I mentioned, which reduce pain, serotonin, which helps you to keep you're very, very calm. And the essential oils will stimulate the brain in different ways, producing these neurotransmitters that will affect us. And the body, the mind, and the spirit are connected. So we have something called psychoneuroendocrinology, where it's all connected. The brain, the endocrine system, the mind is all connected. And aromatherapy is an amazing way to help with that psychoneuroimmunology. Because when we inhale oils, we also are helping to boost the immune system. Certain of the oils will help to boost the immune system.
Amazing. Now, is this why we have fragrances in lotions and creams and things, or is that just a selling?
Well, that, you know, aromatherapy is very, very popular now, but they can say that it's an aromatherapy oil and have 1% oil in it. They can say that. But actually, smell is used in Las Vegas. They, at one time, they were using odor at certain of the gambling tables to keep people there longer.
No kidding.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And children love strawberry. So they do research, and there's strawberry in their toothpaste, and they scratch and sniff. So that's a whole psychology as well. Yes, aroma is used psychologically for sales.
Mm-hmm. So we don't even realize that's going on either, do we?
No, no. And a lot of it is subliminal. You're very in tune with yourself. So then when you realize, you know, you smelt this and you realize there was this connection.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just the most amazing, amazing, amazing study. And it's really science, because there are a lot of scientific studies with aromatherapy. I'm actually on a research committee for our association, a national association, and we have a database of studies.
Is there one thing that's better over the others? Like, for instance, are candles better than oils, or oils better than the incense, or just depends on what mood?
Well, it depends, but is the candle aromatherapy candle? If it's synthetic, you will still feel good, but it's not going to have the same results.
Mm-hmm.
If you're diffusing an oil in an ultrasonic diffuser, you're going to get much more of that aroma, those aromatic particles into the air, and the aroma particles into the nose, and then going to the brain.
Oh, I see.
So there are different levels.
Well, you know, I've always wanted to know, and I'm looking at your website now, the heated stones. I know we're talking about aromatherapy, but I always wanted to know, what was the purpose of the heated stones? I see them on commercials. And
spiritually, we use basalt rocks, and they come from the earth, and they're rounded, and they're strong, and they're grounded. And so we oil the body, and then we work with the stones in our hands as if it's massage. And we can go quite deep with it, and it goes in really wonderful stroking movements. And the warmth of the stone just melts into the muscles.
Oh, I see. I see. No, I mean, I just didn't know it was so much involved with all of this and the aromatherapy. And
now, at this time of the year, it'll start getting cold, although in California, I think we had 80-degree weather today, but that's another story. But cold and flu season will be coming, and aromatherapy using eucalyptus, using pine, using spruce, even just in a diffuser, inhaling that will really, really help to boost the immune system and clear the mucus that could be forming if someone's getting a cold.
Oh, I see. Do you offer lectures or anything like that, either online or Now,
we haven't done anything online at this point in time. It will come.
Mm-hmm.
It will come. I teach, you know, in person. I teach every Monday night. I have 12 students right now in one of my classes.
Oh, great. Because you're located in San Diego?
San Diego. I'm in San Diego.
Oh, great, great. But they can always find, in fact...
I do Skype consultations, too.
Oh, terrific, terrific. So they can just call you and set that up?
Yeah, and we can do Skype. I like to see somebody because then if I'm going to be making up an oil blend,
mm-hmm.
I can, you know, see as well as what they're telling me. Have you read the book by Candace Pert, which is called Molecules of Emotion?
No, I never heard of that.
It's a wonderful book. Her name's Candace Pert, and she is a physicist. And she wrote, gosh, already about 15 years ago, about how the chemicals in our body form this dynamic information network linking the body and the mind, and how neuropeptides from the brain form communication with the receptor cells of the immune system. So when you work with oils, that's what you're doing. So let's say you use neroli and rose and jasmine. It will help connect everything. It helps to relieve stress caused by emotional depression, help to uplift the spirits, help to feel calm, and then the whole body relaxes. So from the brain and inhaling, the muscles just relax and the body relaxes.
Oh, yeah. First of all, you have a nice soothing voice yourself when you talk.
Well, I like doing guided images too, because you can really get the person into a different. I wish you could come. I'm doing a wonderful workshop in January. We're going to be working with all the chakras and with the Tree of Life from the Kabbalah, and yoga poses and meditations and aromatherapy.
Oh, wonderful. And again, that's pamperyou.com.
Yeah.
Pamperyou.com. And can you give us your number? I'm not sure if this is the right number that I have.
The number at Beauty Clinique is 858-457-0191. And my extension is 14.
Oh,
and then the website is www.pamperyou.com. That's pamperyou.com.
Oh, great. Now, I was struggling earlier with the word clinique.
I know. It's my secret. It's the Afrikaans spelling of the word clinic, and I'm from South Africa.
I see. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's very good. You know we are down to 3 minutes.
No, I've got so much more to tell you. Oh, yeah.
Yes, well, we got about 3 more minutes. There's something else in there.
Well, that's wonderful. I want to encourage everybody to start working with oils and to work with them safely and effectively and just incorporate them. You can put 5 to 6 drops in the bathtub. Get in the bath, put on a lovely candle, beautiful music, and just relax. You can make your own spa at home.
Mm.
So on a daily basis, we all need to do something wonderful for ourselves.
Yes, yes. Now, with the oil, I wanted to ask this question. I forgot at first, but now I just remembered. When I go buy oils for the meditation group, they always ask, do I want imported or the regular?
Well, it depends. You know, different oils grow. They're indigenous to different parts of the world. So the best lavender comes from France. The best rose comes from Turkey. But there are other places where they culture it. But I like to get organic oils.
Mm-hmm.
I have my own blends, and I have one oil that is called a warrior blend. And the warrior blend is for very, very grounding and strengthening when you have a very difficult time that you're facing. You want to be grounded, and so I put in some vetiver, which is very grounding and strengthening. And then there is orange, which works on the chakras and calms you. And then I have silver fir, and silver fir is from a tree, and the tree is very expansive and brings in the light. and I have other oils in there, so it's fun.
Oh, great. Oh, this has been wonderful. I tell you, it goes by so quickly.
No, and then you would love the Cleopatra Secret that's got patchouli and jasmine and geranium. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I wish I knew what you knew. But we're down to a, well, 6:30 here in Philadelphia. I think it's 3:30 there where you are.
Yes, yes. Oh, I had such fun with you.
Oh, I know. And it goes by so fast. But you have to come back again. You'll be a regular guest popping through.
That would be great. I would love that.
Yes. So, again, my guest today was, excuse me, a little choke there, Linda Ann Kahn. And the website is www.pamperyou.com. And the phone number to there we go. It's I had it right here. Oh, 858-457-0191. And the extension that goes directly to
me is 14.
What is it?
Extension 14.
Extension 14. Okay, great. So we got all of that out. Well, thank you so much for joining me. As always, I always had a lot of fun with you.
Yes, absolutely. Have a beautiful, wonderful, peaceful day.
Oh,
namaste.
Great, you too. Great. I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.